Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dana Kunze, and he is a member of the Hitchcock House Board, and we're going to talk about some things like that. So good morning to you, Dana.
Good morning, LaVon.
Dana, there's a program coming right up this Sunday, and so tell us about when, where, and a bit about that.
You bet. Thanks for including us in your program. We always appreciate it. We have a interesting program scheduled this summer. Every summer we try to do about three programs that are free to the public. That's just part of our board's...
And a mission?
Project? Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. That's the word I was searching for. Because we feel like we ought to have a chance to provide something in education and support historical work. And so we always try to do that, or have some music that is appropriate to the era or something like that. Well, on August 18th, we are having a speaker. His name is Lid Conan, and he will be speaking about Josiah Bushnell Grinnell.
And Grinnell, that, maybe that's a familiar sounding name.
Well, I hope it is.
Yes.
Because certainly Mr. Grinnell was responsible for establishing the Grinnell College University, and he was an advocate and an abolitionist back in Hitchcock's day. And, you know, he had official titles as a preacher and a congressman, both in the state and nationally as a congressman. But probably his less celebrated title was one given by pro-slavery forces that called him a Negro stealer. So he was a strong voice out here in Iowa during that period of abolition work. So we're awfully excited about this program.
Well, and I've been reading that part of what he's going to talk about is a riot in a public school in Iowa. I mean, we don't hear about that. We hear about Alabama and, you know, the more recent times. But that really wasn't anything new.
No, it really wasn't. There were people that took exception to some of these freedom seekers, fugitive slaves, finding refuge in the public schools here in Iowa. And I'm looking forward to learning more about that as well.
Well, and Dana, I know you do lots of historical research, and there are just so many interesting stories out there that don't make it to most of our history books. I mean, there's so much history to look at in school. We don't begin to cover that, but there's so many interesting stories.
You're right about that. I've always been an advocate that, you know, you have to know local history, because local history is also your national history. It's how everything in Washington came to us out here in Iowa, and it had effects on the people that settled here, and those stories played out here as well. I think sometimes we think history is something that happened a long, long ways away from us a long time ago, and it's still relevant, and we're still discovering some of that history. So, yeah, I'm a big advocate of historic research and presentation, because I think it brings our past back to life for students and adults.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, everybody is invited to this. Now, will this be outside and people need to bring their chairs, or will this be in the barn?
We would encourage you to bring a chair regardless.
Okay.
We can let the weather tell us that day where we're going to be. We'll either be out on the yard if it's a nice day, or if not, we have the barn that we use as our shelter house, and certainly bring a comfortable chair. We have some chairs available in the barn, but they're probably not as comfortable as your own lawn chair. And there'll be some refreshments as well.
Okay.
I just think it's a great opportunity if you get out, and it's a beautiful sight. And if you haven't been out there this summer, there's something new that you ought to see, even though it's kind of past its blooming prime right now. But the board has established a daylily collection in honor of and as a memoriam to Dutch Jones, the state archaeologist that passed away in 2016. He was a good partner to us out there. And as a side, his family hybridized daylilies, and they sent a bunch of their favorites to us. So we've got that going this year, too.
Well, and there are lots of people who love the lilies, and I'm guessing there's still a few blooming. Maybe not the masses, but there's still some out there blooming. And I don't know, David, if we mentioned this starts at 2 o'clock, so plan to be there.
It does start at 2 o'clock.
Is the house open if we wanted to come earlier or stay later to do a tour?
Well, we will be doing tours after the program.
Okay.
To try to do tours ahead of the program, sometimes people have such great
yes.
questions on the tours
yes.
that it confines the tour a little bit. To know that we have to be out the door, and especially if we have to walk out to the barn, we're going to shorten up your tour a little bit. So we'd encourage that you come for the program, and then if you would like to tour the house, that fee is $5 for anyone who is of high school age and up. Children younger than that are free.
Okay.
And, we've just had great tours out there this summer, LaVon. Families that have come ask such good questions. And the kids are so educated on Underground Railroad now.
Oh,
they are coming to us with knowledge, and it's being covered in their schoolwork a whole lot more than I think it has in the past.
That's interesting.
They know stories, and they share them with us. So.
Okay. And it's not just a walk through the house. You have tour guides that give you that background history and answer questions, correct?
That's absolutely right. We have great tour guides, great volunteers, and perhaps even somebody might come through and realize, hey, this is kind of a neat place to be. Maybe you'd consider becoming a tour guide, because we're always looking for more volunteers. We've got a great core of volunteers out there, and that's our lifeblood out at Hitchcock House, is our long, long history of great volunteers.
So talking about long, long history, Dana, when did you get involved? You have a long, long history with the Hitchcock House.
Well, I guess I like to say I was there from the start of the Restoration
sure.
back in about 1984, but here not too long ago, I think, as a child, I thought I was the caretaker of the house before there was a caretaker, because we grew up a mile away from it, and I'd ride my bike over there and make sure it was okay. Here not too long ago, my mom pulled out a photograph, and it was before the house was restored, and I said, what a great picture of the house before restoration. And she says, yeah, but look at the kid in the yard, and there's a little short me standing there in the yard. I hadn't even seen that. But,
Dana, do you remember when it was no longer occupied? Because I visited there when people were living there. The Millers were still living there as their home. But I don't remember when they no longer were there and the house was empty.
It was vacated in about 1964, so it's been 20 years. From 64 to 84, and that really caused a lot of damage.
You bet. That's hard on any house, and this one, I think, it was old and hand-built and so on. Hand-built doesn't necessarily mean bad, but looking at the materials and so on that are used, it certainly had a lot of wear and tear and weathering and so on it. So thank goodness that there was...
If anybody knows, when you lose the roof off of a building, the damage becomes... pretty major in a hurry, and that had happened too.
Oh, my. Yeah, that is something. So, it's remarkable that you and some folks said, okay, we have to save this. And when you look at it, you go, how can we do this? But you've gotten it done, and you've used it for a lot of things. So let's remind folks when they can come and see the house, but especially come to hear the speaker.
Yeah, if this program doesn't work out for you, come on August 18th for this program on Josiah Grinnell, then remember that the house is open from Tuesday through Sundays, 1 to 5, and you'll have a guided tour. And we stay open, right up to the beginning of October.
Right.
And then there on we do special tours as arranged.
Okay, very good. So if you haven't been there, folks, you really need to go because it is amazing and the stories are amazing. So we want to thank you very much, Dana Kunze, for visiting with us and reminding us about the program that's happening this Sunday, 2 p.m., at the Hitchcock House area. And until next time, let's think and look back at our past to give us some direction for the future.